This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Senate leaders say they're close to a deal that would reopen the government to cope with the debt ceiling. But there's still some horse trading going on. Some of it involves nips and tucks to President Obama's health care reform law. And there's a developing scenario where the Senate would agree to lift the federal limit on borrowing until early next year. One Republican lawmaker now says the House would accept the Senate timeframe. But if revisiting the debt ceiling soon is a component of a resolution of the mess, what does that mean to the economy? On Tuesdays, we get the views of Julie Nieman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So in the scenario, we get into January. The days are 7 hours long. It's freezing outside, and they start yelling about default and debt ceiling again, like some sort of seasonal occurrence. You're worried about that.
Well, my concern is that if you do delay it through February, you're going to have more fighting all over the holidays, and this is going to keep everything in chaos during that whole period of time. Now, we know for sure we're going into recession if we have a default with the debt. But I'm arguing that we're probably going to see a real slowdown in the economy anyway, because when you have this kind of uncertainty, businesses stop hiring. They don't do their expansion. They don't do any acquiring. And 70% of our economy depends upon the consumer. And when consumers have all this uncertainty out there, including uncertainty over their jobs, they're going to be very cautious about this spending. And that means we're not going to have a red holiday selling season here. Right now, you see a lot of retailers announcing very robust plans for hiring temporary workers over the holidays. They're looking for a good season. But the longer this drags on, the more uncertainty comes into the economy, and that basically squashes growth.
I mean, because you could argue the debt ceiling is a kind of an arcane, subtle discussion, but since we're rehearsing it now, we know what it feels like now, we're feeling the uncertainty, the idea that this remains hanging over our head into the new year will actually slow down the economy, you worry.
Absolutely. And to top it off, what we're looking at now is the dollar is going to be no longer considered to be completely trusted. Treasury payments can't be completely trusted. The United States basically is the banker to the world. And with all this nonsense going on, a lot of credibility is already being lost, which means our costs are going up in terms of running business. The cost of capital is going to go up even now simply because of what's already happened. So we're looking at costs rising almost across the board. We're looking at demand falling again. Gee, that's a real close approximation of a recession again.
Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company, thank you very much.
You bet.